said, wake up, puff.
This is Mix 94.5's Clazzy, Matt and Kimber.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
Hey podcasters, it's Clazzy, Matt and Kimber here.
On today's catch-up, we spoke to the Education Minister, Sue Ellery, and she gave us the latest info for parents.
We opened up the lines to take your calls.
Maddie performed a U2 classic.
And Ed Cavalli calls in from isolation at home.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
On Mix 94.5.
Thought we'd catch up with the Minister for Education and Training, Sue Ellery. Firstly, Sue, welcome and thanks for your time and a very busy time for us all.
Thank you for the opportunity. Can I start by thanking everyone in our school communities for their ongoing professionalism and dedication? I know it's been tough and I want to thank them for what they've done.
So if you could just give us the absolute clear version of what was most released yesterday about schooling and whether or not we should be leaving our kids in school next week or taking them home now.
Sure. So we're encouraging everyone next week to keep their children at home if you possibly can. Now, if you cannot, because you need to maintain your job, we want everyone to keep working. If you cannot, then children can attend school next week and they'll be taught by everyone at school. But we want to encourage those who can keep their kids at home to do that. In the following week, which is actually just the 4 days leading up to Easter, again, we're encouraging you to keep your children at home. But if you can't, you can send them to school. They'll be supervised over that 4 days. They won't be taught. If you need to send your children to school over the next 2 weeks, you can, but we're asking you to think about what you can possibly do and encourage you to keep them at home. We have resources available. So there's a great website, Learning at Home, on the Department of Education's website or webpage. There's 250 learning resources on there, links to other kind of curriculum activities. So far, 130,000 people are using that website and it's working well.
Minister, first of all, I'm sure we all thank you for your flexibility. I know it's a really difficult time. I'm one of those parents that chose to take our child out of school a little bit earlier. And so obviously this is now relieving our guilt, for want of a better word, for doing that. But definitely what I've learned over the last few weeks is that I'm a terrible teacher. And so, you know, whatever. So I guess what you're saying is that if you are attempting to school from home, that this learning at home, I'm assuming it's .com.au, is it?
It's on the Department of Education's website. Now, let me quickly find that for you. It is
sure.
www.education.wa.edu.au/learning at home. Now, we're not expecting you to be a teacher, but these are resources. They're available. They're age-appropriate. You'll find your child will be able to access them and use them probably better than you can. It's about ensuring that they've got some continuity, some certainty, some routine. It will get them out of your hair for a little bit. Meanwhile, we are working on what education for the rest of COVID might look like. We're working on a virtual school, which will have teachers delivering into your home. We're working on hard copy packages of learning material and kind of assessment as well. And I think as this virus unfolds, we will be doing, depending on where it's happening, a combination of returning to school as normal, or doing online, or doing a form of distance education, which might be a combination of us sending home hard copy packages and online through this kind of virtual school. Can I say our biggest priority group of students right now is the Year 12. So I know they're worried.
Exam year.
I know they're anxious. They're emailing my office. I know that they're worried about it. And they have the shortest amount of time, because in a normal year, if we can remember what a normal world was like, they would finish up their schoolwork by October and be doing exams in November. So we've got a short amount of time. With a kid in year three or year four, on the other side of COVID, we can make up for what they've missed out, but those year 12 have a short amount of time. So they are the highest priority group. They will be the ones using the virtual school as a priority. If we need to push back exams, for example, at the end of the year, reschedule to a bit later in the year, we'll do that. If we need to cancel exams completely, no student will be disadvantaged, and we'll work up a system that we do an assessment of the work, the average marks they've been getting during the course of the year, which is why we want them to continue to be doing their schoolwork as normally as possible for as long as possible. I've spoken with the universities. I've spoken with the TAFE. We all want students at university and TAFE and in our workplace next year. So we are really focusing on making sure Year 12 students are not disadvantaged.
Okay. And so you did mention there, we're talking about moving forward. You did talk about, let's remember the old days as such. I feel like looking at 2019's diary and pretending we're in there, but we're not. And speaking of diaries, so just to make it really clear, the plan for the return to school is the normal start of the next term. Is that to be decided at this point in time?
We're working towards normal, recommencing school at the beginning of term two.
Yep.
I have to stress this is an evolving situation.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, Sue, thank you very much for your time this morning. We appreciate that, and as Matt said, your flexibility and all the best with what's a really tough job at a difficult time for all of us.
Thank you so much.
Sue Ellery, giving us a few moments there this morning to clarify a few points, of course, with the school situation, the Minister for Education and Training. It's a complex issue, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, not easy for the year 12s. So it just might end up being you get an A.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
And I think it's a moment to sort of just, hats off to our government, who we know this is so difficult and they're going to make some mistakes. But considering how much the world has changed in 2 weeks, I feel like they're doing a pretty good job in making the best out of this terrible situation.
And hats off to our Maddie Dickinski undoing 4 great years of work by some of the finest teachers on the planet. Well done, Mark.
Oh, I am such a boring teacher.
Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Check it out.
She's a really good newsreader, but here's what Jenkins missed.
Well, we're all doing what we can in this time of self-isolation. Perhaps you're learning a new skill. Perhaps you've picked up a book and thought, what the hell is this thing?
What's going on there?
But I myself have promised to do a full house clean today, which I'm really looking forward to. But later on, when I've, fired up the PlayStation and one or two other things, I may get the hankering for something to munch on. And what do you do when this happens to you, particularly if you're in absolute self-lockdown? Well, Antonio Muniz in Mexico, he thought to himself, man, I could really go some Cheetos at the moment, but I'm locked inside. But the shop is just over there. What am I going to do? Well, that is when man calls on his best friend. Yes, Antonio attached a note and some pesos to his chihuahua's collar. The note read, can you please send me some orange Cheetos? Not the red kind. They're too hot. So he's pretty bloody specific for a bloke who's hoping to get a packet of Cheetos. The chihuahua went over the road to the shop. The shopkeeper saw it and sure enough came back with a packet of orange Cheetos, not the red ones, with a bit of change.
And, just carrying it in its mouth.
Just carrying it in his mouth. He took a photo of it, and of course it's gone viral, and everyone's going, oh, God, thank you. It really made me smile. That's fantastic.
What are his options there? A drone or a dog? What are his options? It's amazing, isn't it?
It's wonderful, and stoners everywhere are going, man, I need a chihuahua.
They totally are.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5.
The beautiful thing about radio is that we're sort of in your lounge room with you, and that's all I want this to be. This is just this ain't about Matt Dictinsky playing the guitar. It's just a good old-fashioned sing-along. So wherever you're listening to this, hope you're safe, hope you're well, and I want you to sing this at the top of your lungs.
Beautiful. Let's get into it.
Here looks like I can see a backup singer in Matt's lounge room.
I think there is a backup singer, but she's blurry.
Well, is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Would it make it easier on you now if you got someone to blame? You say one love, one life, it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it. One look. But did I disappoint you? Leave a bad taste in your mouth. You act like you never had love. You want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We got to carry each other, carry each other. One love. Have you come here for forgiveness? Have you come to raise the dead? Have you come here to play Jesus? The lepers in your head. Did I ask too much? More than a lot? You gave me nothing, now it's all I got. We're one, but we're not the same. Well, we hurt each other and we'll do it again. You say love is a temple, love a high law. Love is a temple, love the high law. You asked me to enter, but then you made me crawl. And I can't keep holding on what you got when all you got is hurt. We're all just one.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5.
Dancing with the Stars is down to the final four, and of course the voting is open now for the celebrities in the running for $50K towards the charity of their choice. Claudia Carvin, Celia Pecola, Christian Wilkins and Ed Cavalli, whose charity is Learning for Life Autism Centre. Good man, he finds it funny in pretty much everything, although things are a little bit tough on that foot right now. Ed Cavalli, good morning, mate, and welcome. It is difficult, isn't it?
Hello. That's a really tough intro at this time, because you're right. There's not a lot to have fun with at the moment, except the fact that my radio co-host, Hughie, and good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. Hughie's actually lost his mind, which I'm enjoying. He's stuck at home, And yesterday, he got to the point, and I kid you not, put his fruit and vegetables in the dishwasher in order to make them safe.
Okay.
Going well then.
He's going wonderfully. And for the last half hour of our show, he was munching on a carrot saying, "You can't taste the soap. You can't taste the soap."
Oh, so he did it to wash them?
Yes. Oh. That's what he said, because you're meant to. He'd read somewhere online that we should all be doing that in order to make sure that fruit and vegetables don't contaminate our homes as well. And I was sort of questioning and saying, what do you think? Why, you know, that seems drastic, but maybe there's something. And he goes, "Mate, have a think about an avocado. Everyone touches it to see if it's ripe.
That's
by
true.
The time you buy that avocado, there's a chance it's been felt up by 500 people. which is 499 more people than have ever felt Dave up as well.
And let's be honest, you've worked with him way too long because the voice is almost exactly him.
I know, he's in my nightmares. But guys, look, yeah, the dancing show at this point is on. It is. We're allowed 15 minutes with our dance partner, and then we have to separate and then go back to them. Such an odd time, but at this point we're on, and if it can bring some mild joy to people, then so be it.
Well, at least you know if any of this goes pear-shaped, Ed, you'll be able to run your own dance classes from home.
Well, yesterday we did a bar class. Remember the other night that Scott Morrison suddenly decided that it was bar or something that we had to worry about? Well, none of us had heard of it. But it turns out that my dance teacher, Georgia, can teach bar. So we did an online bar class yesterday. I'm judging by your silence, I can tell how excited you all are by that. But it is...
Yeah, we'll just bring in the Prime Minister here.
Barre, I hope I've pronounced that correct. I might need some help with that.
But how did it jump over? Like, how did Barre get on the list? Like, it jumped over CrossFit. It jumped over, like, Zumba. There's all these other exercises going. What about us?
You wanted to be in that meeting where the advisor told him Prime Minister Barre should be on the list there.
How good is that? And it was, just before you go, Prime Minister, I'm going to need you to add Barre.
Yeah.
Barre, please. Yeah,
throw it in.
We're getting word from the WHO. Barre must be on the list.
Yeah. So I'm off to my final moment of dance training now. We're dancing like an abandoned studio. It's very footloose. But so we shall see. We shall see Sunday night. I mean, it might be the end. I mean, sport's over, as we know.
Hey, Ed, just quickly, who's your biggest threat on Sunday, mate?
Thank you for bringing me in here. Look, we know that the show is rigged for Celia Pakwala and has been from the start. We know that to be true. We know that Christian Wilkins, who has become a good friend of mine, we spent a lot of time half nude together. His father tried to destroy the show with a quarantine 2 weeks ago. Yeah. It didn't work. Classic Channel 9. God, they're jealous. But he's all good. I love Christian. He's a fantastic guy. And look, Claudia Carvin. Yes, she was a popular actress on the ABC in the 1950s, but her time has passed.
It's getting back.
You know, I think she played a grandma on the Sullivans. She's not. You know what I mean? Like, we're the underdogs. Two of the judges have gone public saying they didn't even want me in the final, and I'm only there by default. So this is my chance. We can Bradbury this. If 10play.com.au votes are the only thing that's keeping me there, don't waste the text money. 10play.com.au, you can vote for free. Let's see if we can do this. We can come over the top of the evil. Because it's Christian, Claudia, and Celia, or as I call them, the pack of C's.
Oh,
can we destroy the pack of C's? That's the question we're going to ask ourselves.
Mate, the only thing that will top that is if during self-isolation, Claudia Carvin is at home watching Any Questions for Ben. That would be gold.
Well, hey, I played an Olympic archer in that in one of my performances.
Love it.
You guys.
Good luck,
I'll
Ed.
I'll see you soon. Thanks for your time. Bye.
Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Check it out.
She's
check
a really
it
good
out.
News reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Well, we're all doing what we can in this time of self-isolation. Perhaps you're learning a new skill. Perhaps you've picked up a book and thought, what the hell is this thing?
What's going on there?
But I myself have promised to do a full house clean today, which I'm really looking forward to. But later on, when I've, you know, fired up the PlayStation and one or two other things, I may get the hankering for something to munch on. And what do you do when this happens to you, particularly if you're in absolute self-lockdown? Well, Antonio Muniz in Mexico, he thought to himself, man, I could really go some Cheetos at the moment, but I'm locked inside. You know, but the shop is just over there. What am I going to do? Well, that is when man calls on his best friend.
Oh, you're my best friend.
Yes, Antonio attached a note and some pesos to his chihuahua's collar. With the note, the note read, "Can you please send me some orange Cheetos? Not the red kind, they're too hot." So he's pretty bloody specific for a bloke who's hoping to get a packet of Cheetos. The chihuahua went over the road to the shop. The shopkeeper saw it and sure enough came back with a packet of orange Cheetos, not the red ones, with a bit of change.
And, just carrying it in its mouth.
Just carrying it in his mouth. He took a photo of it and, of course, it's gone viral and everyone's going, "Oh, God, that thank you. It really made me smile. That's fantastic."
What are his options there? A drone or a dog? What are his options? It's amazing, isn't it?
It's wonderful. And stoners everywhere are going, "Man, I need a chihuahua."
They totally are. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the
morning on Mix 94.5. We keep hearing, guys, of businesses that are closing down. Another list of Australian businesses that were all over the financial news, particularly last night's news. It's not a happy scene right now, is it? Let's be honest.
No, so many people find themselves out of work and in an instant. You know, no one expected this. That's a double sort of tragedy.
It's a bit of a double whammy. Now, this viral video that we thought we'd play a little bit of the audio from is from a little kitty being told something that's being closed down. Have a listen to this one from Instagram.
Layla. Nando's is closed as well. We love Nando's. And KFC. And McDonald's.
Our Chinese closed.
Chinese is closed too.
What? A delivery place.
All the deliveries. You've literally got to eat mummy's cooking now. I'm so sorry.
That's actually the best bit of all, let's be honest. The rest of it's a bit sad.
I love the fact that, the bigger ones that you would expect, but the little, and what about the Chinese?
Has that kid ever cooked a home-cooked meal ever? It sounds like mum had to keep taking her out.
I think mum's been doing the cooking. Mum's cooking's not so great, and there might be vegetables, those evil vegetables involved.
Yes, I'm sure that's what it is, Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5. Now, guys, we keep saying, it's strange times, which we all understand. Yeah. But this morning I have woken up and it turns out I'm living in a Stephen King novel.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's not good.
I got up in the dark and went to the bathroom and I've got an ensuite there. So, you know, I walked into the bathroom and you know it well, so you don't need to turn the lights on. So I try to do as much as I can in the dark so I don't have to get my eyes to adjust yet. So I sort of splashed some water on my face, went and grabbed the towel and then realised, I need to brush my teeth, opened the cupboard door and I thought, better put the light on. Put the light on and there's all these black bugs flying out of my sink drain.
Yeah.
What? Okay. What is that? They're like these little... They're only small, but they're literally flying out. So there was like 8 or 9 of them flying out of the drain and just hovering around the sink. And I had like washed my face in the sink without realizing and just... But I don't understand. Like if I've been living in filth this whole time, you guys know I'm super clean.
Yeah, I feel like this is a moment to reassure you, but I don't think I can. I think you are literally living in a porthole to another dimension.
They do. They look like the bugs that come out of John Coffey's mouth in The Green Mile.
I was thinking thinking more like the Amityville Horror House. The flies, the bugs.
But I don't know what to do with them. And so I just started like pouring water down it in the hope that would do it. But then they just keep flying out the top. So, I guess I just have to pour something nasty down the drain. But I don't understand what could live down there.
Well, turn that frown upside down. You know, if food starts getting short, that could be a great source of protein.
Protein source, absolutely.
Yeah.
It is crazy. It's really weird.
I worry about our minds being the same mind at the same time. Kimber, what are you going to put down there? You don't really have that much goo that you you don't really purchase the goo that may be bad for the environment.
No, I don't. I go all the easy cleaning, you know, healthy environmental stuff. So I guess I'm just going to get a bunch of eucalyptus or something and pour it down and hope for the best.
Yeah. I'm sure there's something natural you could use, Kimber. Maybe some chamomile tea might kill some of those things.
I think a spot of vinegar
might
calm
them down. Yeah.
It is. It's going to be a lot of vinegar and lemon juice, but I'll let you know. I don't even know what these things are. I've never seen them before.
Tomorrow, another installment in What's in Kimber's Drain.
Gross.
John from Lakeland. Thanks for giving us a buzz, John.
No worries.
What's your solution?
I've got exactly the same problem at home. They're a type of fruit fly, And I had did a lot of research about them as well, because I couldn't get rid of them. And I found the best mix was it was boiling water and 30% vinegar. White vinegar.
No vinegar.
What are the fruit flies doing living in my bathroom drain?
They actually germinate in the drains of the moisture on the side of the drain. So they actually lay their eggs in there, and that's where they hatch.
Well, it's sounding more and more gross by the moment, John. Thank you.
Wow. No, but it makes me feel, I mean, because I think I'm quite clean. I'm like, I'm a bit of a germaphobe, and I'm always cleaning everything, and I can't believe that I've got bugs flying out the sink.
My wife is exactly the same. Our house is normally spotless, and we had the same problem. We had them buzzing around out because they like the light as well. And we found also there's a trap that you can make is a little bit of water in a little saucer and about 3 or 4 drops of soap water, dishwashing soap. So leave it sitting there underneath a light. Because they buzz around the light and they're attracted to the water, once they land on the water itself, the soap traps them inside and they drown.
Wow, and I guess we're all looking forward to John from Lakeland's YouTube channel, Life Hacks, soon to be across the world.
Thanks to John, the MacGyver of the bug world.
Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Hey guys, one thing to consider, and we do talk about it on a regular basis, is how kids are affected by what's going on with the coronavirus. Matt, and you've mentioned it with Steppy D as well.
Yes, I mean, we try and deliver the information that we think we need to deliver, but to keep the news sort of watching to a minimum, it's really hard. It's really hard to know what to do.
Yeah, it certainly is, Kimber. We've actually gone to some of the people here at work, and as we know, there's a lot of people with a lot of kids work at our workplace. It's like a ghost town right now, obviously, but it's awesome to get what kids, their perspective on things, even in a crisis.
Yeah, well, when we actually asked listeners a couple of weeks ago how your kids are coping at the moment, but I feel like that was a different time. You know, a couple of weeks ago, lots have changed in that time, and now kids have been home for a little bit longer, or they're starting to see more of what's around them and hear a lot more. So, you know, we're getting some different perspectives to what we had a few weeks back.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry,
buddy. Just no doubt picking up on the anxiety of parents and adults too, which, you know, you try not to show that, but, they like sponges. They see it.
Yeah, a little bit of what we gathered from the kids around the office. So the kids of the parents here.
What do you know about the coronavirus? What is it?
Well, it's a virus that, could get people sick and maybe kill them.
I think it's, a really, really bad flu.
You cough, wash your hands first. That's what the TV said.
I think it's a really bad illness. It infects all people, but it's not worse than a cold for kids.
I saw a photo on Twitter on last night, guys, and it was a little fellow, and he was sitting there, and he had a plate, and he had 3 meatballs, and he'd separate them. He'd done meatball separation so they don't get corona. I thought that was pretty cute.
Oh, cute.
Kids do the cutest stuff. And the other thing to think about is kids' fears.
Are you scared of coronavirus?
No, but I'm angry. Because they're closing all the schools.
Not really, because it's not too bad for me.
I'm scared for, Granny.
I'm a little bit scared because I have asthma and I don't want to get the coronavirus.
Kids are quite honest, aren't they, Kimber?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, and you know what? They covered everything there. I was thinking, you've got a representative of everyone, the people who are just thinking, I'm going to be fine, and then those that go, oh, what about Gran? And, you know, especially in immune-compromised people as well, they know their stuff.
Yeah, and Matt, having an 8.5-year-old in the household, it's something you're hearing every day.
Absolutely. She's aware of what's going on. I found it interesting. I don't know how old those kids are, but it seemed like the older they sounded, the more sort of serious they were and concerned, which makes a lot of sense, but really love to know how people's kids are coping out there.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
From the mouths of babes was the phrase I was trying to
think
of before.
Oh, there you go. Beautiful. They come up with some beauties. We're celebrating the kids this morning.
What's happened at school because of the coronavirus?
Today there was 8 people missing in my class. And make sure you really wash your hands. Definitely use soap and wash it for 20 seconds to really get all those germs off.
We learned how to wash our hands properly. And we're not allowed any assemblies, and now my camp's been postponed.
Well, we're not allowed to have assemblies anymore, so we have to like have a Harmony Day and Anzac Day in our classrooms, and we're not allowed to touch people anymore, which is really weird because like I can't high five.
Stay home. Make sure wash your hands.
Diane's in Wattle Grove. Diane, how are the kids and the grandkids handling things right now?
Yeah, my daughter passed away 3 years ago, so I'm raising her two girls along with my husband.
Yeah.
The 14-year-old came to me the other day and she said to me, "Where do I go with my sister if you and Pop pass away?"
Oh, dear.
And you know what? I had no answer for her. Mm. And I work in essential services. And she said, "You know, you're out there in the front line. You could easily pass away." And all I could say to her was, "Look, I'm being as sensible as I can be, as I hope everybody else is." And I said, "And we're healthy," which we are, fortunately.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was no definitive answer. So that was a bit tough. Yeah.
Oh, that breaks my heart hearing that, Diane. And, you know, hearing things like that, I hope that people hear that message. You know, there's a lot for us to take in there to know that, like, we have to take care of each other because this is going to be a really difficult time, and the selfish behaviour and people not taking this seriously and thinking they need to pop out for stupid things are putting people at risk.
You're absolutely 100% correct, and there are many, 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 many others in my situation.
There's so much at stake.
People much older than I am. You know, and raising lots and lots of grandkids. Where are those kids going to go?
And it was a damn good question too, wasn't it, Nana?
It was definitely a good question. And she's obviously, you know, anxious about that.
Yes, and that's something that a 14-year-old shouldn't be thinking about. I mean, she's already lost her mum and she's thinking about that. So he is hoping that things turn soon and she can get back to her childhood.
Oh, I hope so too. Hey, you guys stay safe, hey?
What was that, Di?
Stay safe.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Oh, we will. You two were thinking of you. Yeah.
Thank you so much. You have a top day.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hey, Diane. Di, before you go, I know it's a really small support to you, but get $100 worth of fuel on Free Fuel Friday for you and your family.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
No, we did it already. Can't take it. Yeah, no, don't hand it back. No good to us now.
Okay.
Okay, well,
thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll get that organised for you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Diane.
Thanks, Diane. Wow. And, you know, these questions too, like there are people out there who don't want to answer the question of birds and bees or any of the difficult things your kids come up with, but hearing a question like that, how confronting.
Yeah, Karen's in Armidale. Karen, how are you going? How are you and the family?
Yeah, we're good, thanks, guys. We listen to your show every morning on the way to school, so I thought, right, this is my opportunity to call in and just let you know that as a family and how we're handling this is to try to be as calm as possible so that our children reflect that behaviour, because I think we all, most parents know that children tend to mimic the behaviour of their parents. So if we're calm and sensible, then I think that will reflect on our children.
Absolutely, yeah. Karen. And we even heard in our little audio grabs from one of the kids who must have been, I don't know, 4 or 5, they know that, they see that, and they're already going, hey, what are these grown-ups doing?
Correct, yeah. And look, they're going to have outside influences that may make them concerned or panicked. My daughter said to me when we were listening to the radio and listening to you guys talk about it just now, she said, "Mum, I'm panicked." And it's there is, unfortunately, you know, the media at large, I guess, and there's other influences that our children are having. So it's important that on the home front that we're really calm and sensible.
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to do here, Karen, is have a little bit of fun as well, try and keep things as normal as possible and present the news, just the facts of what's coming through. So we appreciate your call this morning. All the best with the kids. How'd you like $100 worth of free fuel on Free Fuel Friday, Karen?
Do you know what? I would love it, but I actually think there's a whole lot more people more deserving than I am. I would love to donate it to somebody else.
Okay, well, we'll give it to a first responder or something, you beautiful soul. That sounds good.
You good egg.
My absolute pleasure, guys.
Thanks, Karen.
Thanks for being good entertainers.
All the best to the kids.
Thanks for calling.
Karen in Armidale. Wow. Just taking my breath away there. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Absolutely. Oh. And, you know, these calls, I hope the other people are getting something out of it, but I'm certainly getting something out of it. Just a reminder every day that the majority of people in this city and indeed across the world are beautiful and care, and that lifts my soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's human connection. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5. A lot of people need help right now. And yesterday, Alex called in a bit of a need for something pretty crucial right at this point in time.
I'm just wondering where to get some Benzene from. I've been to about three different chemists and I don't know when they're getting it in. I just need one for my partner and one for my nephew.
Yeah, we heard this week from someone, we had another listener who called up who can't access Ventolin. This is asthma puffers because a lot of people ran out and stockpiled because they heard that coronavirus was respiratory and they thought that would help. And so I guess now all we can do is ask people, if you're someone who maybe stockpiled and now you're thinking better of it and you're thinking, oh, I panicked and I'm embarrassed about this, then get in touch with the station because we would love to take some from people.
Okay, guys, so there's been a bit of follow-up action after Alex's call yesterday.
There certainly has, and, you know, surprise, surprise, the brilliant Mix listeners, they got on board, and we've had help from Matt, Alana, Laurie, Beverly and Nella, so Alex, I believe, is sorted. How wonderful is that?
It is such good news because people are really doing it tough and, you know, the power of radio. So thank you to our Mix family for helping out because, you know, people were starting to get really stressed out and Alex is very happy now.
And Kimbo, I know you've got, I think you've got one on standby and that's about it at this point in time. I mean,
I've got the one puffer and my mum gave me that one. And, you know, because my whole family have respiratory disorders, so we're all waiting for this and just hoping that this one puffer gets us through. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning.
On Mix 94.5. There are other people, not just on this planet, who are connecting with the people on the planet right now. Hey, Kimber.
Yeah, you guys might be familiar with this astronaut. I mean, I think he's a bit of a celebrity. His name's Chris Hadfield, and he's the Canadian astronaut who, over the last few years, he released these YouTube videos of, like, how to wash your hands in space and how to eat a sandwich in space and how to wash your hair in space. And they were all really funny, educational and interesting videos. And so he kind of became a bit of a name, I guess, as being this astronaut. And now he's given us some tips for isolation.
He certainly has, and he is the character that Jason Sudeikis plays in that really kooky Last Man on Earth show, which is about a virus attacking the people on the Earth, and he's in space. It is quite bizarre how life is imitating art at this point in time.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Let's have a listen to Chris Hadfield.
Five. Understand the actual risk. Don't just be afraid of things. Go to a credible source and find out what is truly the risk that you're facing right now. You, your family, your friends, the people that you care about. What are you trying to accomplish? What are your objectives? What's your mission for right now? Make that clear for this afternoon, for this week, for the next month. What do you want to get done? Then look at your constraints. Who's telling you what you need to do? What financial resources do you have? What are your obligations? But once you understand the risk and your mission, your sense of purpose, and your obligations, then take action. Start doing things. They don't have to be the things that you always did before. Take care of family. Start a new project. Learn to play guitar. Study another language. Read a book. Write. Create. It's a chance to do something different that you've maybe not done before. One. And then repeat. Lift off. Lift off. Take care of your spaceship. And I wish everybody happy landings.
You just see him now gazing down through that little porthole. Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield there with some wise words. The astronaut looking at planet Earth in a very rare time, guys, with Claire, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
And you know what? That was so helpful hearing him say that about, you know, knowing the risk and being absolutely clear about it and understanding what you need to do, what your priorities are and just doing it. You know, that was great.
Yeah. And nobody would have wished this virus upon anybody. It's terrible. But, you know, we're always saying that we're time poor and we don't have time to do different things in our lives. And we've kind of gotten this machine where we just go to work and then we come home or we go to school and come home and we don't get to see the people we love and do those things. But now we have this opportunity to go, well, now I've got a bit more time in the day, some of us do, then maybe I could do something cool. Maybe I could learn a second language or actually pick up that guitar and have a practice that I never really got around to.
There'd be a newfound appreciation for the things that we're missing out on. And we were talking out there earlier today in the producers area and we're saying, what are going to be the things that people will need? And we'll go, well, people won't have a lot of money, but maybe some cheap champagne or something to celebrate with. But even something as simple as being able to touch a friend or an acquaintance on the shoulder as you're talking to them. Those really simple things that we're really missing right now.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be a bit like making a New Year's resolution. We want you to give us a call today, 133353, and tell us, make a promise to yourself and to us about something that you're going to have a crack at, maybe for the first time, that you've always wanted to do in this, you know, weird time we're in.
Yeah, what are you going to?
Yeah, okay.
What are you going to have a crack at? What's the thing you're going to do? I mean, Chris Hadfield there mentioned a couple of things. Well, learn another language or guitar. But you've got the internet to help you with things like that.
Well,
I
mean,
my big thing is
go on, Casey.
Exercise at the moment. I've really got to make sure I create a proper exercise routine. For a very long time, I've been saying I want to do Pilates, have never even done it. And now one of my best friends who is a Pilates instructor in the UK is putting his lessons online. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to do Pilates lessons with my best friend.
No, you're not going to do Bari.
That's going to be my thing. And I'm going to try and start painting my house. Big ambitions.
Oh, they're big ambitions. Okay. Yeah. Look, yeah. I'm going to try and have a crack at a book. I have always wanted to, even if I have to just, you know, finish it and then put it away and never see the light of day. I'd love to just say that I wrote the end on something. So okay. I might try and get into that.
I like the sound of that. What I'm going to do, just as to be the definition of a great friend but frustrating at the same time, is when Kimber's painted a house, I'm going to repaint it in a different colour.
I'm like, can you just come do the prep work?
Yeah, great.
I'll do the painting, you do the prep. The prep sucks. Pretty Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5. What are you finally going to do that you've been putting off? Margaret in Waikiki, what is it for you?
Hi. I'm actually a carer for a disabled lady, and she lives in Waikiki, so I'm actually isolated with her at the moment because she needs, you know, 24/7 care.
Yeah. Sure.
However, her house is in like a complex,
yes.
You know, where they build the homes all in the one. But the years that I've worked for her, we've only ever actually gotten to know a couple of the neighbours. So leading into this, what we've done is sort of gathered around, not gathered as gathering.
No, that's right. Different kind of gather. The modern gather.
One by one, knocked on everybody's door, and I have given them my phone number and introduced myself and Ellie, my client, and said, okay, look, guys, if you feel, you know, you'd like to, this is who we are, this is where we are.
Yep.
I'll give you my phone number if you need assistance, I can help you. And they've been really grateful and gone, oh, wow, you know, we've sort of wondered about all the neighbours and given me numbers in return. So we've actually formed a little kind of getting to know everybody in the complex.
A basic community sense. Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah, but we've also discovered that three of the older couples, one yesterday and one already gone and one coming, three couples in the complex are all celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary this year.
Oh, wow.
And, oh, nice.
Right. Yeah. And, of course, they've had to cancel all their plans
and
not be able to spend time with their family. And so I went and got a card for the couple yesterday and walked around and knocked on everybody's door, and they all signed it and put their house number. And I just went yesterday and got them a nice tiny little cake and put 60th anniversary on it and bought them a bunch of flowers and just took it over and put it there at their door and said, hi guys, this is to cheer you up, and, you know, just because you've had to cancel all your plans. And yeah,
nice.
Good on you, Margaret. I mean, we know that, you know, obviously we have to isolate, and yet isolation is one of the really difficult things for mental health, and so we have to do whatever we can to connect and communicate. That's a beautiful gesture. Well done.
We're using it as a form of connecting.
Brilliant.
Thanks, Margaret. Although I don't know if that cake's going to taste the same once they have to spray the whole thing in Glen 20. Oh, but it's a lovely gesture.
No, I was especially careful about that.